We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Where do we want to? Start today?
What a show!
At the very beginning.
All right.
A very good place to start.
I just want to commend everybody for reacting well under pressure, especially Elvis.
Do you?
Yeah. Listen, in that situation, there's really not much you can do.
Yeah.
You have to wait for an engineer to come in here and fix it, right, Elvis?
But it's one of those things. Oh, he's there.
Yeah, but I'm leaving.
Oh, there
he is.
Okay, bye.
Fuck this place. I'm going home.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
So
I feel like it's what was one of those scenarios, though, where you really see how everybody acts under pressure, and you see the people who start to chime in and give information when it's like, we just all need to be silent. Yeah,
so let me ask you this, Gandhi, because Gandhi and Froggy, I feel like you had the best viewpoint. Froggy, were you on the phone the whole time?
Yeah. I talked to Elvis twice, and then I was on the phone with Scary trying to time everything.
And Gandhi, I know I called you and had you on hold. What was your objective point of view from not being in the room around the chaos?
You could tell who was really holding it in. Like, Scary was really holding it in. You know, normally he wants to, like, push everyone out of the way. He was sort of, like, pacing, like, but only on his feet. He was just moving back and forth like he is right now.
And the reason
he wanted to jump in so bad, he couldn't. He didn't do it.
Gandhi.
Danielle was chill. She just sat there, chilled out. Brody started tossing in. I couldn't totally hear it,
he was giving,
hear someone tell him to shut up.
He was giving solutions.
Yeah.
Where solutions were not welcome because a few expletives were flying around.
Yeah, but they were good. There was a good idea, but not when someone didn't want an idea at the moment.
A plus for Scary, though.
You don't need him.
Okay.
Okay, so that is your...
Nate, you were good. You were good under pressure.
Okay.
No, Danielle was good under pressure.
No, he sucked under pressure. He sucked.
He sucked.
No.
He sucked.
Thank you, Elvis.
And the thing is, I've been terrible in the past, so I had to, this time, I consciously thought, don't freak out, don't freak out, don't freak out. Be calm, be calm, be calm. So here I was, calm. I think you should talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, though.
What is that?
Oh, the logo.
Oh, the new logo.
This is, I'm sorry, the studio going off for 40 minutes is way more interesting than the
logo.
Hey, Nate.
People are seeing it and they don't know what that is.
Okay, that's the new logo. Can we move on from this?
Hey, Nate,
yes, Froggy.
We also
Froggy.
Have breaking news. 1 minute ago, Tom Brady has officially retired from the NFL from his mouth.
Oh, are you okay, Froggy?
Okay, so,
just
so you know.
It anyways.
This was recorded at 9:38 Eastern Standard Time.
He released a long statement, and it just says, it is difficult for me to write this, but here it goes. I am no longer able to make the competitive commitment anymore to play in the NFL. I've loved my NFL career. It is now time for me to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention. It's a very long statement, but that's
the let me ask you a question. He's done this before where he retired.
No, he hasn't.
No.
I thought he did it.
He hasn't pulled a Michael Jordan. But here's my question, Froggy. How do you feel about this? Because you are probably the biggest fan of Tom Brady here in the room. Do you think he's making the right decision?
I do.
Because if I'm not mistaken, didn't he lead in touchdowns, passing yards?
Everything this year. Yeah, I do. I do think it's time to walk. I think if he's decided, because of what his commitment is to play, how much he trains and what he eats and everything he does is completely revolved around football, and if that takes away from the time for him to spend with his family and he can't commit 100%, then he should walk away. And he's earned the right to walk away whenever the hell he wants. He's done more than anybody ever thought he could. And if he's decided that, hey, I'm ready to spend time with Giselle, my kids, then he should absolutely go do that. I'm not mad at him at any means. I'm thankful for what we got to witness, whether he was on that team or not.
I'm not mad at him either.
Well, I'm sure you're not, because he kicked your ass every year. I
a whole lot of ass kicking.
Yeah. He did that to a lot of teams, not just yours.
A lot of teams, yeah. I would say, not to get too football-y, but I think he sees the writing on the wall that Tampa Bay is going to make some changes, and they might not come back with the same team. And this was the year to win. Great career.
Yeah.
Never be another one like him, so to speak. So
No. No, but it's
good for the league.
Yeah,
good for him.
I respect him walking away. I'm not mad.
Me too. I'm not mad.
Well, you don't even like sports.
Scotty, do you know who we're talking about?
He plays basketball.
Scotty, how many home runs did he hit last year?
The football guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the football guy. Yeah.
I'm not mad. It's fine. It sucks, but I'm not mad.
I'm surprised he didn't milk one more of his podcasts out of it. Like, I'll tune in on my next podcast, and I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Mm. Yep.
So I was kind of hoping he didn't retire so he could stick it to all the sports writers that leaked it when they shouldn't have.
Yeah, I was too.
You know?
It was a part of me hoping that. But it's, you know, when it's time, it's time.
So it was Tom Brady that blew up our studio.
Yeah, that's it. Is our engineer Jeff still lurking around?
Oh, yes.
It looks like he was for a second.
No. Yes.
Hi, Jeff.
He's making sure. He's worried.
Oh, I have questions for Jeff, though. I feel like we should quiz
Jeff
him
is
about
putting in
some
for a raise right now.
Right now
at management. Because
what?
He's
Jeff's
just
been putting
that...
in for a raise for 12 years here
I know.
At this company.
Jeff, you deserve it.
I'm making less money now.
Jeff, that camera right there.
Okay.
It to you, everybody.
Jeff's doing more and making less. That's not good.
Jeff, with what just happened with, like, you know, the great blackout, whatever we want to call it.
Meltdown.
Who in the studio do you want on your team in an emergency situation, and who are you kicking off?
Be honest this time.
I'm keeping Elvis because he's pretty level-headed.
Okay.
And if stuff really gets bad, he knows how to escalate things quickly.
He's got the bad phone.
I'll keep Danielle because Danielle just turns off her microphone and shops online.
That's
and doesn't
it.
Pay attention to anything.
Like when the show's on the air.
And I'm keeping Nate because Nate actually, if I say, Nate, call this person, Nate's pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Scary likes to try.
Yeah.
But this was a good, very good effort, though. This was a good effort.
You know what? He goes into panic mode.
Not this time.
And I'm voting Garrett and Brody off the island.
Wow.
The only one that had a suggestion.
Yeah.
You got nasty.
It was unwanted.
Okay. But you suggest something like, I'm elbows deep into pulling stuff out.
Right.
Oh, well, Jeff, it's like when
I have an idea.
The firefighters putting the fire out of your house.
Yeah.
And you suggest to him, you know, Mr. Firefighter, why don't you hook up to the hydrant there instead?
The
firefighter should turn around and hit you with a water cannon.
I have a great idea.
You know what I'll
do next time, Jeff? I'll wait till the emergency's over to come up with a solution.
You know, Brody,
that would make a lot of fucking sense.
From home.
Yeah. See, you know what I did?
I'm gonna work from your home. Your wife will thank you.
It's like when you're giving birth and the doctor's down there and you're waiting. The husband's like, hey, doc, what if you did this?
Yeah, doc, maybe the forceps should go this way.
You know what?
See, you've got to be responsive to it. So Jeff in this situation is the surgeon operating on the patient, which is the studio. And I saw Jeff was under the board in this dark space. I'm like, I'll put a flashlight out.
It was helpful.
So I'm like,
that is helpful.
There you go. Not like, hey, well, why don't we do this there, Jeff?
Well, you know what? He was knee deep in it, and he was focused on it.
Where's his? Oh, damn, blackout again on his monitor.
Look, you were focused on fixing the board. You obviously were not in the mindset to think of solutions. That other studio used to be flippable where we could just run in.
It was flippable in like 2002.
Well, that was the last time I've been in the studio.
Oh.
Hello? We're all working from home.
Well, I think you did a great job.
He did do a great job.
What do you think of the new logo while you're here?
Oh, my God.
Scary, nobody gets a shit about the logo.
I think the logo's cursed.
I think that's going to... Our facilities people are not going to be happy with all the rebranding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think we're going to touch the paint until we leave this place.
Oh, no. You made the morning show bigger.
Yeah.
I felt like somebody may have been a little...
We just got a raise today.
We got a little more important than the logo.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, always a pleasure, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Nobody cares about the logo. People care about this.
It's cool.
They're going to listen more now.
I just feel like what happened, this is the equivalent. Okay, this was Farrah Fawcett dying. The studio crapping out was Michael Jackson dying.
Okay.
That's basically the same thing.
That reminds me, MTV Music Awards about 10 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
The whole show, the performance coming up by Muse, is that everyone is going to be at work talking about the performance by Muse. Stay tuned for the performance by Muse. And then Kanye went on stage and interrupted Taylor Swift, and no one remembered the performance by Muse. And that's the logo. Muse is the logo.
Muse is who's fancy.
Yeah.
And so is the logo.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Nobody knows what that is.
But he's
still who is fancy. That's the beauty of it.
Sorry.
We still don't know.
Do you remember that story? You don't remember that, do you, Gandhi?
I have heard the story from you guys, but I did not experience this. No.
The worst marketing campaign in the history of radio, Nate, would you say?
So Fancy was an artist, very nice guy.
Yeah.
And it was branded as, this is going to be the next big artist. This right. is going to be the biggest thing since sliced bread.
Right. They made it seem like he was going to be the next Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber. Like it
they
was
also
bad.
Made it seem like he might be somebody famous singing under a different name.
Yeah, right.
So people thought it was Charlie Puth. They were trying to guess.
So the whole premise was, who's Fancy? And we had to guess who was doing this song and who was behind That's it. Right. And then it came out, and boy, it was just like a fart in church.
It wasn't anybody. It was a new artist that no one ever heard
right.
of.
Yeah.
Then he became of who is Fancy.
Yeah.
No,
you,
but it was, oh. yeah, they kept him hidden, remember? Yeah. Everything was hidden, and you didn't know.
And he was so nice.
It was a big reveal. He came here
Jake.
For the big reveal.
We had to put
Jake
a picture
Haggard.
Of him
so nice.
And black yeah. out his face.
Yeah.
Huh. And now there's a new band called Fancy Child, which is a hip-hop group. Huh.
Let's get him in here.
Who is Fancy? Just got rolled right over.
Oh. Anyway, how much?
Are we done?
I'm spent.
You're spent?
You guys, we have 4 minutes left?
Yeah. You burned more calories in the last hour than you have in the last year, Skiri.
Should we cut it short today?
Yeah, I think
fancy?
We're done.
We cut the whole show short.
That's Fancy.
Oh. Well, I never saw anything from Fancy again.
He had the nicest nails. Do you remember that?
Yes. He was so nice.
Have you guys seen the logo?
He looks like a nice guy.
Have you seen the logo?
Oh, the logo. Skiri, move aside. All right.
If only I could see it.
I think that's where we're going to end things today. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.